Hey, it's Gary Rivers with the Mixed Morning Show. This is the podcast that features interviews with the many amazing guests who stop in or call into my show. You get it here with no commercials, no music, just the interview. Today's guest is next.
You got the Mixed Morning Show. Hey, don't forget, a little later on this hour, I do have two sets of tickets left to give away. One, a pair of tickets to, Bryan Adams. Ooh. With 20 this reserve seat tickets, by the way, includes Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. So we'll give those away here in just a few. And then, for some reason, we've got tickets to Seven Bridges, the Eagles experience. And they have an opening app called the Huckin' Philbellies.
Get that right, because if you reverse a couple words, we're in deep you-know-what.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, thanks, Kenny, for that. So in the meantime, we've got
in the
studio.
We were drinking tequila instead of coffee. We'd be in, you know.
In trouble. Well, Ken Hedaris, who operates River Rock at the Amp, owner of course, the Robbins Theater and Sunrise Inn, always brings some spectacular entertainment to the area every year. And so this is opening weekend for River
Opening
Rock.
Opening weekend tomorrow. We're a little late this year because we're putting all new restrooms in at the Amp. There's all kinds of improvements coming. I have been with this band since 2000. I haven't sang with them, obviously, because that would be
thankfully
a disaster.
Yeah,
thank God,
because
I'm terrible. Yeah. But since 2009, I've known everybody, and it's been a great partnership. I got to tell you, Keith's the only guy that's not here. I got a cigar for you, Keith. I know you're not listening, but he's in the air right now flying in. So we're starting off tomorrow night, Seven Bridges, the Huck and Philbillies. We go all the way till the end of August. A few weekends off because of festivals and some stuff like that. But these guys are so good. I mean, and I did a testimonial for them. That's how much I believed it with Dina. And you'll see it on the website where you just close your eyes and you think you're listening to the Eagles. It's really that good. And when you hear this rendition of Seven Bridges Road, isn't that about Hank Williams or something?
Yes, the road is supposed to be buried on the road.
Supposed to be buried on Seven Bridges Road or something like that. But there's a significance to Seven Bridges Road. And that's Brian Graves, who's also the fried pie guy. We'll talk about that,
too. All right, we'll talk about that as well. So here's what's going to happen this hour. We're going to hear the song, Seven Bridges Road.
Yep.
And then we're going to take a brief break. But when we come back, we'll talk with some of the members of the band. You guys got some history. You got the guy who played for 20 years with Kenny Rogers, for crying out loud. Yep. We also have a connection to the
Country Music Hall of Fame
in this studio. And, of course, they have such a connection with the sound of the Eagles. So why don't we start off this hour
With the song.
Why don't we do that? Ken, we're going to get him off the microphone for a second.
I'm going to move it over.
Just
rode by Seven Bridges.
Okay, so all right, they got that. They're moving the microphone, and I'm going to stop talking. And you guys, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go, there is moonlight and moss in the trees down the Seven Bridges side you should go. There is a taste of thyme, sweet and honey, down the Seven Bridges Road.
The Mixed Morning Show with Gary Rivers.
Wake me up in the morning.
Fun. The whole family can listen to.
Who is the ultimate Eagles experience. We're going to talk with them in just a moment. Also, they have a second song we'll be singing for you. So this hour, not only will we get another live concert, kind of an acoustic Eagles song, right? But we'll also give away some tickets to the Seven Bridges show this Saturday night.
Tomorrow, gates open at 5.
Yeah. So pay attention to the interview, because we'll probably ask a question regarding the interview.
We can make that the brain freeze question.
That's right.
And folks, they've paid me not to sing with them, just so you know, okay? Because I would... Yeah. I'm bad. I'm really terrible. So they paid. They each gave me $10, so I got like 60, 70 bucks I made this morning, so that's good.
I've also got one of the band members with a fly swatter to smack Kenny if he gets out of hand.
Yeah, we got that 7-second delay going, so I don't drop any F-bombs or anything that.
So let's talk with some of the band members. First of all, I guess I want to talk some of the historic stuff. How long have you guys been together, by the way? I mean, how long have you been doing this Seven Bridges gig?
Seven Bridges right around 2009.
Uh-huh, about 2009.
Yeah, about 2009. We used to be Tequila Sunrise.
Oh.
And our Joe Walsh ended up doing a thing for Taylor Swift that she got.
See, even the tribute Joe Walsh's are like that. Yeah. It's okay, I gotta go do my own thing. I'm gonna go James Gang. What?
So we just we went on with it, and we've been pushing ever since. Yeah, it just keeps getting better every year.
Well, nice. Well, I know Ken loves you guys. I mean, so much so you guys are opening River Rock at the Amp right now, and it just sounds, it brings you back to that and that history of the Eagles. But each of you, you know, what amazes me is I think sometimes folks go to these tribute shows and they don't realize the high caliber of the artistry that's involved. And Ken, you were telling me that some of these guys have some backgrounds, like the one guy who doesn't want to talk and is the guy who should talk, played with Kenny Rogers for how many years?
And still plays with the Kenny Rogers band called Through the Years with Don Gatlin. It's an incredible show, but, and he's only, what, 30 years old right now, but he's been there for almost 28 years.
Which one, 28 years?
And then we got Brian Graves over. His dad was Josh Graves, who played with Flats and Scruggs, correct? Yeah, am I saying that right?
Flats and Scruggs.
Flats and Scruggs. Yeah. So when I was in Nashville, you know, I saw his dad in the Country Music Hall of Fame, and I just thought that was very cool.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I've known these guys all this year, but, you know, it's kind of cool to get that history. You know,
it sure is.
It really is.
Well, let's start with, what's your name with Kenny Rogers? All right, Brian, if you can get near the microphone there so they can hear you here. So how did you get hooked up with Kenny Rogers? I mean, you go down to Nashville. Do you have to live for Nashville for 30 years before they
Pretty
let
much.
You in the band?
And word of mouth, somebody was offered the job and didn't want it. And he recommended me.
And recommended you.
And got it.
So were you one of those starving artists in Nashville for many years who just sit there and, you know, play in every bar and nook and cranny until someone...
That was him, actually. I was lucky enough to just go from job to job.
Yeah.
Brian played with a lot of... He's played with Alan Jackson and Shenandoah. And
wow.
All these different ones.
Mark Hawley.
Yeah, Mark Hawley.
Yeah, well, and what do you tell to someone who, but what do you tell someone who, because so many people, I used to get calls all the time, how do I get into the music business? How do I do this? I'll go to Nashville, and what do I do? And I go, well, good luck, right?
Yeah, you have to get in there and start networking with other musicians.
Yeah.
It's all about who you
know. It really is who you know, isn't it?
Yeah. Set in the clubs, and people hear you, and they, you know. Start meeting people.
That's how you do it. I was just waiting for people to call me. Nobody called me.
That's why I asked the question. I want to help you guys out. No, well, I lived in Nashville for several years, and I knew a friend, Bob Mather, who was a big-time guy down there and getting bands, and I sat in his office once, and this is back in the day of cassettes, and his whole wall was filled with cassettes, and I said, what's that? He goes, that's everybody I haven't had a chance to listen to, their demo tapes. I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? He goes, yeah. I said, so how did you get a gold record? He says, well, our artists were, it was April Blackwood Publishing, and I think it's CBS. Anyway, so he said, well, one of the guys was writing a song, and he had a problem And his mind just went, I need something. He walked into Bob's office, and Bob said, well, you need a disco beat to it. And he goes, what? So he did it. It turned out to be Sexy Eyes, which won the Grammy that year, and it was on the charts longer than any other song. He ended up getting all sorts of crap. The guy was in the office, never wrote a song in his life. Are you kidding me? I walked out of his office then. I go, that's how the industry works. But congratulations, you working with Kenny. And the big question that I think everybody wants to know, Kenny Rogers, widely assumed to be one of the nicest guys in country music. Is that true? I mean, did he ever go off on you?
Not once. And I was there 18 years.
No kidding.
I never heard of him going off on anybody. He was just so always nice and personable.
Just a real nice, laid-back guy?
Not only us, but other people.
The crew, everybody. The crew, yeah. He treated everybody with respect.
No.
He was a respectful man.
Can't say enough about him.
Wow. That is awesome.
Although Brian was, he was actually 7 foot tall, but when he started with Kenny Rogers. he's 4 foot tall now.
I'll get you down the side.
He's in a milk crate when he's on stage.
Yes. He was a classic.
Classic. Was he also very meticulous about the music? I mean, when you get up there, I mean, you're on a lot of pressure.
He was a great musician. He was a great writer. He wrote, classic songs.
Yeah.
Played the upright bass, guitar, and piano.
I didn't know that, right?
And Kenny Rogers. He was a world-class tennis player. I mean, he was actor with The Gambler. I mean, Kenny Rogers was incredible. He
did a lot of stuff.
Connection with the Eagles, too.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What was his connection with the Eagles?
He discovered Henley.
Uh-oh.
And produced
him. He was in Shiloh.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. That's great. All right, let's get into country music for a second here, because your dad is in the Country Music Hall of Fame?
Yes, and the Bluegrass Hall of Fame also.
And the that would make sense with Flatten Scruggs.
Yeah, Flatten Scruggs, yeah.
So then I'm assuming Marty Stewart, he knew really well, because Marty played in the final kind of when that was breaking up, right?
Yeah, he Dad helped him actually get in, to get made them let him play, I guess.
Yeah, when he was like 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
I met him when he was about 18. He walked into my radio show and had his first album, and he had just left that whole thing. And I said, so who are you? He goes, oh, I'm starting off, and I've got a brand new album out, and my name is Marty Stewart. And now, wow.
People would always get confused and think that it was my dad's son, Marty.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you look a little like Marty Stewart. I'm just kind of saying.
I colored my hair, though. I'm thinking about not doing it anymore.
So when we had Marty Stewart, was the Shootouts open for him? Was that Ryan? Who did the Shootouts? No, they were Asleep at the Wheel.
Okay. Yeah, they're close with Asleep at the Wheel. Okay. But he's recorded with Marty Stewart now.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's really
so that's what I'm saying. It's everybody, you're only like, that old Kevin Bacon thing. You're really only one step away from all of these stars, right? It's one degree of separation in the music field, you guys. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. You guys sound great. I got to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have them perform another song, and then we're going to give away some tickets to Seven Bridges.
For River Rock at the Amp, you mean?
Yep,
for that. I think we can do that.
All right, we'll be back after this. Nine. Hey, in just a couple of moments, we're going to give away some tickets to see Seven Bridges this Saturday night at River Rock at the Amp. But Ken, I wanted to ask you a question. You're teaming up with Eastwood Mall for a really cool prize that you're giving away each week.
Yeah, it is really good. Joe Bell gets on. We do the best seat in the house when there's like a little couch on stage, and people register through the mall and win them. We're also going to start selling tickets at the Eastwood Mall.
Really?
Starting, I believe, this week. We have a kiosk set up at the Eastwood Mall.
Nice.
Where, if I said Eastwood Mall enough yet?
Yeah.
But it's going to be like in one of the concourses where our schedule's going to be there and our logos.
So folks can buy the tickets instead.
Folks can buy the tickets wherever they sell the lottery tickets, wherever that place is called. The convenience center. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's going to be kind of, I don't know. It's going
to
be kind of.
Get ready to smack him. I know where he's going.
No. There are no F bombs. I promise you. Sometimes, I forget. But anyway, so it's been a great partnership with them.
During your show, there's going to be someone sitting in a couch on stage with you guys. I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Yeah. They're sitting far enough away where it's kind
of
cool.
I think one of the acoustics says you got to have one of your guitarists sit on their lap and just,
No, I'm sitting on their lap. I'm going to do the lap dance, and that's not good.
Anybody's ever seen me,
I ain't the smallest person, but right. It's okay.
Okay, so go to the Eastwood Mall, register for that, because this season you might win the best seat in the house.
When's the thing going to be ready at the mall again, the booth?
It's kind of ready, but it's not.
And it's just nice going there. If you see you there, I think it's on Thursdays. But anyway, I've set up River Rock at the Amp. Join us on Facebook. Join our email list, Sunrise Entertainment. I got all my plug-ins. The only place to be every Saturday night, River Rock at the Amp. Go ahead.
And the only place to be right now is to hear Seven Bridges live on the Mix Morning Show. Guys, it's up to you now.
Right on. This is the one that started it all.
Well, I've been running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 days on my mind. For the one who owned me, to the one who stole me, once the shoes have been behind. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. And take it easy. Well, I was standing on the corner of Warren, Ohio. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford. It's going down to take a look at me. Well, come on, baby. Don't say maybe. I've got to know that your sweet love is gonna save. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up by climbing in and take it easy.
That was awesome, guys. Thank you. Now it's time to spin the wheel of games.
Gary's Wheel of Games.
All right, time now to win. If you'd like to go see Seven Bridges at River Rock at the Amp, I'll just take the first caller, 330-729-9699. Yes, I'm going to give you a really easy brain freeze question. And if you'd like to win it, call me now at 330-729-9699. Kenny, I think this is going to be a real easy question. Boy, we got one person who's just really quick on the phone. Good morning. Hello? Oh, they're not. They hung up.
You took too long.
I took too long
to answer. If you go fast, you never last.
Mix 98.9, good morning.
How you doing?
All right, just fine. So, one of the band members of Seven Bridges played for 20 years in whose band? You weren't paying attention, were you?
No, Donny Iris.
Donnie Iris. That would be the buzzer. Next caller, Mix 98.9, good morning. Oh, man, you got to pay attention to win these prizes here. Who am I speaking with?
Don.
All right, Don. So, what band did one of the members of Seven Bridges play for the last, like, 20 years? It's amazing.
Kenny Rogers?
You sounded like you didn't know that answer. Kenny Rogers? Was that it? Did I just make that up? Okay, congratulations. You're going to Seven Bridges. Hang on just a second. I'll get some information from you, all right?
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, so we're going to grab that. Guys, thank you so much for being in the studio with us this morning.
Yeah, man.
I mean, they literally drove all night to get here, so I'm so grateful to these guys.
So they haven't slept. Ladies. So you guys really are a rock and roll band, right?
That's how it's done.
And they're going to have breakfast. We're going to have breakfast at the Sunrise Inn. You know that place in downtown. How's that for a shameless plug? In downtown really in the thing. And the rest. And Warner's.
Come eat with us.
We're
come
good.
Somebody take his microphone.
Sauce is great. That's right. We got Brian also has a fried pie company.
All right. Hey, we'll be back in just a few. And I also, by the way, have some tickets to give away still. And I'll do that in just a few moments to Brian Adams. So stay with us on that on Mix 98.9.